الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. On one occasion, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned that some Shias told some Sunni people that no Shia becomes a Qadiani. It's you Sunnatis, a Sunnis, that you become Qadianis when they influence you, they speak to you. And therefore, of course, it is very important who we keep friends, who we associate with. Because the influence people have, the arguments they put forward repeatedly, it has an influence on a person. If keep the right company, keep the right environment, then inshallah, especially for our children also, if they are exposed to all types of company, different friends, etc., they get influenced by that. And this is a different thing, that even our children in front of us, they will speak how what we want. They will pretend and act as we want, but inside is something else. So therefore it is very important. So anyway, so this Shia stole, no, Shia became a Qadiani. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a master in this field, he said, Shaitan is not a stupid fool that he wastes his time and to go and burgle, to go and rob where there is nothing. He says the Shias haven't got Iman. He wants to take away your Iman. From the beginning they haven't got Iman, so he's not going to go and attack them and try and rob them. The Sunnis have got Iman. Therefore he makes effort on them and in this different way. So we should be very, very careful. So like that, there are many of us, Muslims are how many in the world? About 2 billion or whatever, the figures that they are shown. So they are not worried about certain gunas, like most of us, we won't ask also, we won't think also that I've got the guna of lust, my lust overpowers me. Or my eyes, which is also part of lust, that we're looking at other women, whether physically, outwardly, or whether on the cell phone or whatever, or the tongue is out of control, or anything. Who gets worried about this? Those who have now are concerned of the Islah. Those who got a worry of Akhirat, they are the ones who are concerned. And they are the ones who will ask and worry about this. But the vast majority, they're not even worried, because they haven't made their Islah, they are not concerned about it. So this is a sign that a person, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on one occasion complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we get all various types of wasawis, stray thoughts, evil thoughts in our hearts. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi, all praise is due to Allah ta'ala that has kept the wasawis of shaitan just to the limit of waswasa. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whom Allah had blessed very greatly, he said that the answer to this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started with Alhamdu, praising Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has limited the wasawis of shayateen, of shaitan, to just the kaid, the trickery, the planning of shaitan. In other words, as it explained, as we are sitting here, it might happen that somebody is not paying attention. Like in namaz, many times we don't pay attention. And stray thoughts come to us in namaz. But shaitan hasn't got the power to pick you up from namaz and take you to a gambling den or take you to a brothel. He can put the wasawis in you. Now it's up to you now that you limit it. First of all, if we are in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then shaitan won't put his wasawis in our hearts. It comes in the hadith sharif, shaitan like a mosquito is sitting on the heart. And the minute he finds you ghafil, unmindful, then he puts his poison in. So if we are in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, shaitan doesn't get the opportunity to put his poison in our hearts. So even in namaz, when we are unmindful, we are not thinking of Allah Ta'ala, we are not thinking of the posture of namaz I am in, we are not thinking what I am reading, that I am standing in front of Allah, what is concentration in namaz, then shaitan gets a chance to put his poison. But if we are engaged in namaz, and we are engaged with Allah Ta'ala, we are reading Surah Fatiha, and we are thinking about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, about the meaning of Surah Fatiha, then shaitan won't get the chance. So when we are ghafil, unmindful, then, and namaz is that great ibadat Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us, that when we do with namaz with concentration, then Allah's thoughts will remain with us outside namaz also. And then a person will be able to save himself from these wasawis. So these wasawis that come, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, and it happens to many people, all these various stray thoughts that come. And they get worried about it, that we just can't come out of this problem. We take one step forward, we're going one step back. One step forward, 10 steps back again. So Hazrat, one solution to that, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had given, is like a person who has got a piece of land that was neglected. He wasn't interested in it, it belonged to him. And now grass grew, but bushes grew there, snakes came there, and all other animals, etc. But now he decides he wants to develop the place. Now he wants to clear out the place. One is to try and start digging and clearing up, cleaning up. That will take you a long while. And if it is like fertile ground, rainy season, as you dig 1 meter and you clear it up, when your back is paining and you look at the back, you see, oh, the back again, the weeds have grown again. Rain came down, very fertile. So an easy way is just to put a match to it and let it all burn out. And all the wild animals will run away themselves also. And all the burned grass and that will become fertilizer. And it will be all in your favor. So when a heart is filled with all these evil things, then what must we do? Put in the heart the match of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And once the love of Allah Ta'ala comes, like Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Allahabad said, that إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. That when kings enter a city, when they conquer a city, then they go in there and then they cause normally, which is a state, lot of plundering, like we see the bombing happening, the destruction of Gaza completely. When they go in, they just cause destruction, kill people, demolish houses, all that they do. So that is their work. So when your heart, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala enters the heart, then Allah demolishes not the right and the good things. Allahu Akbar. In warfare also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, don't interfere with the old people, with the ladies, those who don't confront you, those who are concealed in their houses. And so great, great guidelines are given, which today no level of any international standards and levels of justice can meet what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught. And not only what he taught, but what his Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum practiced and showed the world. And that was really that made Islam spread. Islam did not spread by bayans. Islam did not spread by lectures and books that were written. But Islam spread by the character of the Muslims. Today, unfortunately, we don't pay attention to that. And there are few people who pay attention. And then also, mostly we just limit it to the outside. So anyway, so those people who are concerned about their Islah, they are the ones that will ask these questions. So for that, Hazrat has explained that a person shouldn't be so overwhelmed, and more rather, he shouldn't be despondent and give up hope that my Islah is not taking place. For example, I'm so long now what Isla in the Khanka and bad for so long, but yet my eyes are not under control, or my tongue is not under control, my lust, etc. These things, it is a thing as Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majroob Rahmatullah Ali says, that this who fight and war will carry on till mort. We have to keep on trying all the time. Don't give up. Don't expect it just to happen like that. But if as we try, Allah's help is also there. Also, Buzurgs have explained that how little children, we see that first, they can't even, when they are just born, their hands, their fist is also closed. They can't open their hands also. They can't do anything for themselves. They can't eat for themselves. They have to be fed. They can't do their own istinja. Everything has to be done. And then slowly they start crawling. And then they're standing. The mother gets so happy when she sees the child stood for the first time. And the child took one step. And that gives so much joy. But then it falls again. So he says, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, humne isi tarah se tay ki hai manzile. This is how we have also passed on this path towards Allah Ta'ala. And that is, Hazrat says in his poem, kabhi dil se sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes you have to make sabar, sometimes you make shukar. So this journey will carry on like that. So be ready for that. Don't give up hope. Don't become despondent. And sometimes the child will fall down. But when it falls down, it doesn't remain down. Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains very beautifully. He says, a person riding a bicycle, and when he falls down, his first worry is not where did I get hurt or what. But his first worry is looking around to see if somebody didn't see I fell down. That is what he's more worried about. But anyway, what we should be, then he gets up again, gets on his bicycle, and he starts riding again. This is how especially children are. The child can't walk, but soon it's running also. And then it's riding, it can't ride a bicycle. The beginning small children need a tricycle with three wheels. But then afterwards they come and they ride a bicycle then. And only two wheels, but they carry on. So like that, we have to carry on also, all the time. So two things are very important in order to make our Islah. One is the zikr of Allah, and that must be all the time. Make the zikr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And the other is the company of the pious. When we are in the company of our Shaykh, stay in his company. When we are in the company outside, we choose good company. Always choose good company. That is important. So this is how it will carry on. So this worry that we have, that I'm so long and still my Islah, it's going to happen. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, sometimes we will get the better of our nafs, and sometimes the nafs gets the better of us. But ye kushti, this lirai, this wrestle, will carry on all the time. So we must carry on all the time. So we have many of us that, for example, this lust we have. And this is more, of course, in younger people, and especially unmarried people. And with students also we have the same thing. And then the masturbation, they fall prey to that. And they try, so much they try, but they fall back. They make tawbah, istighfar, but they fall back again. And this gives them a sense of despondency. Or a person with his eyes, later in life then, now you are looking around, you're seeing other women, or especially if the workplace, you are surrounded by women. You are working amongst women all the time. So there also it becomes then very difficult. But we have to keep on trying. Hazrat explains, and these things here, especially all these gunas, they are just fake. They are not really genuine. We take it as genuine, but really it is fake. Hazrat gives a very beautiful example. A person is so cross and angry with his wife that he says, today I'll make kachumar out of you. Today I'll make mincemeat out of you. I've had enough of you. I'm going to kill you. I'll do this, I'll do that. But suddenly he hears a knock on the door. And when he peeps from the peephole,
Then he sees it's his two brothers-in-law. The wife's brothers are there. And both of them, they are in the military. And they are in their uniform and they got their guns also. So now suddenly, all that anger he had, it's vanished. And he tells his wife, you know, these things do happen now. A person moves up and down, they go, and all that. I wasn't really meaning what I was saying. I was just, okay, I don't know what got over me. And where did it go now? Or, for example, a person has got a desire to commit a guna of lust. And then suddenly a little child appears there. Now suddenly that lust and desire of his is gone. Or a senior comes. And now you want to commit some guna. But now because of one person in Karachi said that he had intended to commit some guna. And he had prepared everything. But then he just got like a vision that his sheikh, that is our sheikh, Hazrat Mahan Shah Hakim Muhammad Afsaf, Rahmatullah Ali, has come there with a big stick, danda. And then he says, when I saw that, finish all that desire of mine and all that the committing of guna, all went away. So where did it disappear? In thin air. How? Right? So if a person realizes Allah is watching me. So that is what we have to do, that connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we have to realize that it isn't something, it is just some false faith illusion that we have, that I have to commit this guna now. And many times, like a cigarette smoker, today it's vaping, etc., whatever, many times you will say, take the last cigarette. After this, I'm not going to smoke again. Or a person who does masturbation, he says, this is the last time. After this, I won't again. But what brings him back again? And our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Asar Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, explains that when you want to put off this the fire, and you want to put it off with more fuel, you can't put the fire off. Right? Just like, for example, many people who are involved in other types of... Just remind me where I was here. Many people who are involved in other types of gunas, and then they want to wash it off. It's like what other wrong things they try and wash it off. So you can't wash a wrong with a wrong. It is like the environment today of kufr and shirk, which is in our schools with Darwin's theory of evolution, Big Bang theory, etc., and then you want to combat it with counter arguments. You want to counter it with counter arguments. It is like you want to wash stool with urine. If you can't wash stool with urine, it will never become park. So just like this, yeah, also. The gunas that we are committing, and now you want to try and count it with other types of, also like gunas, you can't. You have to do it the right way. So when the temptations of guna come, first of all we have to realize, and that will come when we get attached to deen, and we are worried, and we ask for our islah, then it will come. And we will keep on trying, and we won't just, whenever we fall down, just don't remain down. Get up again. Move again. Walk again. Then inshallah Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bring the day when that desire of that guna, we will now become mature. And we will realize that this was just a fake thing, a false thing. So many people who have this lust in them, and they feel that we have to commit this guna. And this is the last time. Yes, on that I wanted to speak. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that it is like, for example, you are feeling thirsty, but you're drinking salty water, sea water. That's not going to quench your thirst. It will make your thirst worse also. This is my last cigarette. This is my last time I'm doing masturbation, etc. The last time this guna, that won't quench your thirst. It will make it worse. And normally what happens after that, Hazrat explained, for a while you feel very bad, I committed this guna. But then it comes back with more stronger also. And then you more you become prey to it, more you fall into it, so you don't come out of it. So you can't wash a stool with urine. You can't stop your guna by committing the guna. You want to stop the guna, then turn to Allah Ta'ala. Seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. And then see, inshallah, that how Allah Ta'ala will, in namaz, try and make our namaz, namaz. And that means not just the postures, and in there, very important, the postures must be correct. Ulama, great ulama have written that the concentration in namaz is according to the postures which are correct. There is also a common question which many people ask, that we don't have concentration in namaz. So concentration in namaz will come when the postures are correct. From the time we stand for namaz, our feet must be facing Qibla. Mostly our feet are facing, yeah, from the south, east and west. Whereas our Qibla is the north, slightly to the east from our countries here. Yeah. But more it is to the north it is. But our feet are facing east and west. So all the postures, our hands also, where they don't face Qibla, where they have to be facing Qibla. So there, our postures. How much our postures come right in namaz, so much there will be concentration. And when there will be concentration, then these evil thoughts or stray thoughts, they won't come. They will automatically disappear. So this despondency that comes in many a person, that I'm so long and still this gunas and that, see the root cause. And this is one great ni'mat which Allah has bestowed our buzurgs with. They don't deal with any disease, just the outward disease. But they look at the cause of the disease. Like for example, anger. They won't treat anger directly. Anger is because of pride. It is, they call it, the illegitimate child of pride. So, therefore, you become angry. So, what they will do, one person went to a hakim and told him that I ate 10 raw rotis. So, and my stomach is now, constipation. So, give me some medicine for it. So, the hakim gave him some eye ointment. So, he told the hakim, my eyes, nothing wrong. My stomach, I got constipation. He said, I have to first fix up your eyes. You couldn't see 10 raw rotis, not one or two. 10 raw rotis you ate. So I have to fix up your eyes first. Otherwise, you'll repeat the same thing. Like that, normally, doctors, if they give you treatment, they will, if you got something, they give you an ointment, antibiotic or anything. So then that problem comes in another place of the body. If you go to a hakim, he will give you some treatment as for a laxative to clean your blood. So when the blood is clean, then there is no problem, no sore boil, pimple here or a sore here, once the blood is clean. So like that, see the root cause. That is very, very important. And another very important aspect which Allah Ta'ala has blessed our buzurgs with, that they don't work on what is called izala, that is to remove that quality. But they work on imala, and that is to direct it in the right direction. For example, a person likes to do things for show, to show people. So they won't try and take away that quality of show, but direct it, show Allah, which is called ikhlas. You got the habit of doing things for show, and you want to show people. Now to take that out is very difficult, because what a person, what is in his jibiliyat, What is in his system, to take it out is difficult. So they just turn the direction and turn it towards Allah Ta'ala. So this is what we must do. You have got anger. So don't take out your anger on the wrong places. And today, unfortunately, this is what is happening, that on the wrong places where we are not allowed to get angry, we get angry. And where Allah's commands are broken, there we say you must be use hikmat. Today the name, the word hikmat also is used very wrongly. That when a person is committing wrong, whereas it comes in the Hadith Sharif, مَرَّى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. A person who sees any wrong done, he should change it with the force of his hand. Where we have the power and we can do it, there we should do it with that. But we today it is that ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. And we use that hikmah in the wrong sense. So the correct understanding of deen also is very, very important. Otherwise, many ayat of the Quran Sharif, we will interpret them also wrongly. And we will take them. You say the one person whose girlfriend's name was Zinat. It is haram to keep a girlfriend in the first place. And her name was Zinat. He saw the ayat of the ayat in the Quran Sharif, "Khudu zinatukum inda kulli masjid." Take your zinat to every masjid. So he took the literal meaning. My wife's name is Zinat, or she was a beauty, very beautiful. And usually before marriage, the girl looks very beautiful. After marriage, she looks different then. But before marriage, she looks very beautiful. So the ayat of the Quran Sharif, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا and eat and drink. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا and don't waste. So don't leave anything, eat everything. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا And in another ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, where the wrong meaning people are taking today, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ Don't even go near namaz. So go to the masjid, eat and drink, and don't even make namaz. But the correct understanding, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى And there also very important to know when was this ayat revealed. At that time, and that also the great beauty of Islam. Liqa wasn't made haram just with one command. Hijab, parda for woman, wasn't just with one command. But Allah brought it gradually, prepared the field first. And when the field was ready, then Allah Ta'ala gave the command. So for liquor also, in the 1940s, in America, they thought they also will prohibit liquor because of the great vice. One person, a Muslim person, mashallah, he had such good understanding. He explained, he said that people, the governments have prohibited smoking in public places. In the aeroplane, etc., airports, designated places, you are allowed to smoke, not everywhere. But liquor, they haven't still prohibited. And because they say that smoking, it has passive smoking. Even if you are not smoking, and so there's a smoker next to you, that smoke affects you also. It's going to harm you also, that passive smoking, though you're not a smoker. But he says with liquor, that is not the case. If you don't consume liquor, then that person who is consuming liquor, he commits murder, he drives, he makes an accident. What and what doesn't he do? Lot of things when he's now under the influence of alcohol. He does lot of wrong things. But it doesn't affect the next person. So this person says, just stand at the emergency ward of any hospital and see how many patients come in there. He's all affected by liquor. Because somebody else was drinking liquor, how other people have suffered. What accidents took place, what wrong things that took place. So Islam prohibited liquor completely. So when in America they had realized it, they also put a prohibition. And after some time, they found out that more liquor was being consumed illegally in a hiding way than when it was freely open. Then they opened it again. It's all the wrong understanding. Islamic system that it occurs gradually. That over stages, Islam prohibited liquor. And once it was completely prohibited, then see how the liquor flowed in the alleys and the streets of Medina Sharif. A person who was so addicted to his liquor, and he had it to his lips, a person who had a gulp of liquor in his mouth, he spat it out. Once it was made haram. A person who had it to his mouth, broke the bottle. And liquor which they had for years and years, and the people who consume liquor and don't know about these things, they say the older the liquor, the more tastier, the more enjoyable it is. But all that what they had, they all broke it. So that was how Islam brought about deen. So we also, whatever we have in us, whatever our desires, our lust, we've got anger, we have, our tongue is out of control, then also treat it in the right way. Be continuous on it. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will remove it from us. And we can become then purified. And remember, shaitan is going to, when you are concerned about your Islam, then you will be concerned about even finding about out about these things and the harms of these things and how to correct these things. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to understand and to be, and not to become despondent, but to become more vigilant and more concerned of how I can correct myself. These are outward gunas. Then there are inward gunas. When a person normally has corrected himself reasonably, then, for example, the guna of pride comes in a person, that I am now pious. I have got a beard. My outward appearance is according to Sharia. Look at these people here, that how are they dressed? They don't make namaz also. And gunas, or for example, to do things for show, to that people must see, and to so all this is that a person becomes conscious of it, and only when he becomes conscious, then he will ask the outward gunas also and the inward. Allah Ta'ala says, "Wadharu zahir al ismi wa batina." Give up the outward gunas also and the inward gunas also. When a person normally, he comes in towards Islam, what we call Islam, then he worries about his outward gunas, and he corrects them. Now, mashallah, and many mashayikh also would say, this person wasn't keeping a beard, he kept a beard now. He wasn't a namazi, he started namaz now. He shouldn't observe parda, now he's observing parda. Those are all the outward, but the inward gunas also. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.